future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fade.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We are coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. We currently have got Bitcoin trading at $5,697.45, Ethereum at $344.90, Ripple 27 cents, and Litecoin at $64.57. The date today is the 16th of the 10th, 2017, and I just want to say a big welcome to everyone that's tuned in. This is our first podcast. We will be reporting every weekday, Monday to Friday, so feel free to spread the good word. We're looking to do two things. We're looking to bring you up to date with all crypto stories and everything that's going on in the ICO world. So we're going to try and sieve through that and just be able to pick key points out so you guys don't have to spend all your time researching online. You let me do that and I'll feed you the good information. So I also want to say a big thank you to everyone that turned up at our event last Tuesday, the 10th of October. Huge success. We had about 350 people show up. So that was great. It was called When Bitcoin Rules the World. And that was hosted over at Moorgate, which isn't too far from office, around kind of 8 minutes. So that was absolutely great. I want to say a big thank you to our guest speakers, Shane V. Kehoe, CEO of SVK Capital Management and co-founder of SVK Crypto. Paul Worrell, founder of Zonified. Dr. Abby Rappaport, he did a great job speaking about the Bitfinex Act. And the two ICOs that attended. So that was Simple Token and Playkey. Great ICOs. I recommend you go and check them out for yourself. I met both CEOs of the companies. Great guys. I wish them the best of luck with their ICO.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
So our top story today is one to do with Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase. The headline is, "At it again, Dimon breaks vow, says Bitcoin buyers will pay the price." I mean, this guy cannot keep his fat mouth shut about Bitcoin. So basically, he just a day after declaring on a third quarter earnings call that he'd refrained from commenting on the cryptocurrency, the JP Morgan Chase CEO offered a critical take on those investing in Bitcoin. This is what he said. "If you're stupid enough to buy it, you'll pay the price for it one day." And he said that at an event hosted by the Institute of International Finance, according to a report from CNBC. So, I mean, this guy, he just cannot talk about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin. And by the way, JP Morgan Chase are the largest holder of cryptocurrencies. So I'm not saying that, you know, he's trying to bring the price down, but I'd be very careful listening to what Jamie Dimon says. He's a very negative dude when it comes to cryptocurrencies. I personally believe it's because he sees the potential in it and he's freaking out. He's scared. The second story I've got is one to do with the UK regulator, the FCA. They basically warned retail traders against cryptocurrencies. So what has happened is the groups like such as IAG and CMC Markets, who are large kind of spread bet retail brokerages, have been looking to offer their clients cryptocurrency, so Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple. And what's basically happened is that they're not giving them the actual asset. They're trading a synthetic market on huge, huge amounts of leverage. So, I mean, it'll be quite risky if you were to go ahead and do that. And a lot of people don't really understand the risks that are involved in leverage trading. So people think they're actually buying Bitcoin when they're not. They're buying a synthetic product. They don't need a wallet. They just have to basically put it into the market. So, I mean, you know, they're saying, hey, listen, do not do this or don't go ahead with this. I think we had a comment from Klaus Nielsen at Saxo Bank. "This is not a liquid trading product yet. It's premature and not professional to offer margin trading on cryptocurrencies to the retail segment yet." And I agree with him. I don't think it's the right thing to. I mean, if you want to buy Bitcoin, go and buy Bitcoin. Don't open up a trading account with IG or CMC to trade a cryptocurrency. It doesn't make sense. Own the asset yourself. We also have another story here. So this is one of my favorite actually today. Crypto wallet Edu trolls Jamie Dimon in the Wall Street Journal, nets 20K of downloads. And what this company do, they're a crypto wallet. They took an advert out in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend saying, "Maybe Jamie will fire you, but you'll be free to trade in the crypto world." I believe they spent about 350 grand on that. And I mean, it's just a great story. So maybe Jamie will fire you. Obviously not using his last name, you know, Jamie could be anyone, right? So like, they've done that really well. And off the back of that, they've had 20,000 downloads. So I mean, they've absolutely nailed it. And I believe they raised more than 81,700 Ether, worth about $26.5 million from the back of that. Apparently, Jamie has not replied yet. That's what the spokesperson said from that company. So that's an absolutely huge story there. Another big story we've got today would be another huge story. The headline is, why a poker site will start accepting over 60 forms of cryptocurrencies. So a website called America's Card Room, ACR, which is subsidiary Winning Poker Network, WPN, started using Bitcoin as a currency back in 2014. And basically at that time was a huge endorsement because they're one of the only poker rooms to that date that accepted Bitcoin. So that was great. And basically what's come out is they've basically said, listen, we're going to accept 60 now. Like we're loving it. The clients love it. Bitcoin's probably gone up. I imagine when back in 2014, when the price of a Bitcoin was like a couple of dollars, these guys probably made a lot of money just holding it there. And then they've realized the potential and seen the opportunities. They're like, listen, we'll take all of the cryptocurrencies. We don't just want one. So that's a huge story. We had one of the spokespeople come out of there and, you know, just basically endorse Bitcoin, how great it is. I believe they've got a few meetings booked in with the US regulator just to make sure everything's okay. And the other thing they're very worried about, you know, crypto sites come and go quickly, especially the smaller ones. So what we're looking to do is accept, you know, currencies that have been kind of a little bit more, what's the word I'm trying to use? A little bit more settled, I guess. So you've got Bitcoin, Ripple, Ethereum, even though they're very volatile, they're not a new currency. So they're looking ones that are a little bit more developed as a currency for their clients to use, which, you know, it's a good point. And I think that's quite important if you're going to work in this space with the cryptocurrencies. So another big story that's out today, the headline is Bitcoin use grows in Philippines, regulators flex muscles. So we had the Banco Central in the Philippines, or Filipinas, sorry. They basically released, the central bank released their guidelines of the cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin, as the transactions involving digital coins grow. So basically at the minute, they have roughly about $6 million a day in cryptocurrency transactions. That from last year was $2 million, and then it was like $3 million 6 months ago. So it's just absolutely gone off the scale. We had the BSP Deputy Director, Melchor Plabazin, you have to kind of forgive my pronunciation there, told ANC's On The Money, the main objective is to balance the interest of harnessing innovation at the same time managing attendant risk. So what the issue here is, basically in the Philippines, they have a massive issue of capital loss. So a lot of people want to move their money out of the country. The regulator's quite controlled over everything. But if you can have the opportunity to buy a cryptocurrency, the money can leave the country and they can't control that. So they're probably on the case and trying to work out how they can have some control, like China. You know, they like the technology, right? They just want to see how they can control it, which is the whole reason the cryptocurrency exists, because these guys keep on messing everything up. You know what I mean? It's decentralized for a reason. So I'm not sure how that one's going to go down. They could try and ban everything, I guess. But I mean, what is the point? You know, you may as well accept it. And be part of it instead of trying to fight it, because that's just not going to win. You know, you're not going to win fighting cryptocurrencies. And we've learned that, you know, Jamie's trying to fight with it. And, you know, what's happened to him? he's not doing too well. He's not doing too well.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top tweet of the day goes to RT The News Network. You can follow them on Twitter at RT_com. And the tweet is as follows. 50,000% return. Hashtag Julian Assange thanks US government that forced him to invest in hashtag Bitcoin in 2010. And the reason I love this quote is because, you know, WikiLeaks was kind of, when they were forced into this by the government, because major credit cards weren't basically allowing their services to be on the WikiLeaks website. It was a good move for Bitcoin. It also kind of strengthened it up and people became aware and people kind of had to use it to support WikiLeaks. That's great. And the second's from one of our followers, and you can follow him at MBTCPIZPIE. And the quote is as follows. Holding Bitcoin is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. I think that's a great tweet. That's a great tweet, the early adopter. And he was saying some of his other tweets, he sees Bitcoin going to 70,000 per Bitcoin, so he's very bullish. And yeah, big shout out to him. Great stuff. Keep the good work up, guys.
SBK's current global crypto view.
Today we have one particular ICO. It's called Black Moon Crypto.
These guys are just a complete scam. I also saw today, the reason I'm bringing them up is because they said on their website, you know, they've reached 30 million, they've reached a hard cap. But when you actually look into the figures, they've only raised $1.8 million. The idea is pants. The team are just con men. They've been trying to dress this ICO up as very similar to another company out there. And they just really haven't thought about it. The execution has just been terrible. If you go over the white paper, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You really don't want to get involved in this one. If you know anyone that does, tell them to kind of look again at the research. There's a really good presentation out there on Google. So if you type in Black Moon Crypto Slideshare Analysis, and then you will literally find this slideshare. Someone's gone through and ripped it apart and broken it all down. So stay aware of that one. Do your own due deal there. And please don't get involved in anything that you know you're not really sure about, because the last thing you want to do is be holding millions and billions of tokens that you can't use or get out of your wallet. That's just not a good place to be. All right, guys, here's the situation. We're currently looking at these three ICOs. We're looking at Spectre, and you can go check them out at www.spectre.ai. The pre-sale starts October 27th. Public sale starts November 17th. They're a decentralized binary options broker. If you're looking for any more information on any of these ICOs I'm about to go through, please shoot me an email at cstories, that's C-S-T-O-R-R-Y at svkcrypto.com. More than happy to send out all the information I have, and also talk about potentially getting you involved in an off-market discount transaction. And I also want to say that this isn't financial advice. I'm just going through what we at SVK Crypto are currently looking at. So, just to put it out there, I don't have a crystal ball, but this is what we're working on. Secondly, is QuantStamp. You can go and check them out at www.quantstamp.com. They're currently in the pre-sale stage. That closes November 7th. What QuantStamp are, they're a protocol on the Ethereum blockchain working to secure smart contracts. So basically, when you're creating a smart contract, these guys will normally audit it. They sign off, and people have heard of them in the industry, and they're like, all right, you know, QuantStamp signed it off. It's going to work. It's going to be A-OK. So these guys are having their ICO. If you want any more information, once again, send me an email over. I'm more than happy to send it your way. Lastly, we're looking at Electronium. You can go check them out at www.electronium.com. They've got a 10% bonus running at present, which ends in the next 48 hours. These guys are a really cool company. They're UK-based. They've had a lot of celebrities endorsing them, such as Harry Redknapp. He's a famous English football manager. And what they basically are is they're a cryptocurrency that's going to be used, well, they're trying to promote it on all of the mobile devices. So instead of having a wallet on your computer where you're holding Bitcoin, with your Android phone, you could hold some Electronium. They're very small amounts. I believe at present for one Ethereum would equal, I think it's like 10,000 Electronium with the current discount, which is a huge amount. And what they're trying to do is do small micro payments, so things like half an article, you can read the rest of it if you pay via Electronium. And they're just trying to bring it into the mass public rather than just picking up the crypto dudes who already hold Bitcoin and they want them to involve in an ICO. They're thinking big on this one, which we love at SVK Crypto, so that's fantastic. Listen, it's been emotional. I've got to bounce. I wish you all the best. Reach out if you have any questions. Have a good one.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.